You are listening to 97.9 The Hill. Aaron Kick coming at you from Twinsic Aura Studios here in University Place, joined in that same very studio by Victor Lewis, who is going to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. I don't know if I'm having deja vu about this, but I feel like one time we talked about my affinity for old-timey stores. I think we talked about Piggly Wiggly one time and how that was the first supermarket where you could go in and just pick whatever you wanted.
I feel like it's been a while, but yeah.
So I am completely enamored with the idea of an old-timey general store for several reasons. One, Victor loves job creation. Two, it completely eliminates the impulse buy. Three, it requires much more planning on your part as a shopper, much more awareness of exactly what you're buying and why.
Right.
I think that rules.
The general store,
those things are good.
In this case being you go up to the counter and you tell the person what you want and they get it for you.
Yeah, and they get it for you and that's how it is. Man, yep. The idyllic American small town for me includes my friendly local shopkeep. Without a doubt. Maybe it's just like a Dungeons & Dragons fantasy, but I just think that sounds really cool to know old Tony behind the counter.
You know, there is one old-timey general store that I know of that still remains. You know what it is? The Library of Congress. You can't browse the shelves at the Library of Congress. You have to go and say, I want this book, and then they go and find it for you and bring it back.
Having never been to the Library of Congress, I did not know that. I just assumed I could walk the halls of these archived things, and I'm glad that there is a controlled system of access.
I have not been to the Library of Congress in approximately 23 years, so this might have changed, but
I'm sure it hasn't.
As of 2000, when I was interning in D.C., that's the way the Library of Congress worked. In the old-timey general store fashion.
Well, there's now two old-timey general stores because one of the things that's been happening a lot lately from Walmart to Walgreens is businesses just constantly complaining about shoplifting.
Right.
And in Walmart's case, they use shoplifting not so much as a symptom of ills elsewhere, but more as a tool to leverage their continued presence in communities and then force community collapse when Walmart leaves. Walmart is not a great business, but we've known that for a long time. In Chicago, on 2 East Roosevelt Road, Walgreens has opened up the first in a pilot program of redesigned stores. There are two shelves with grab-and-go goods. The rest of the store is not stocked. It is a counter that you go up and you ask for what you need, and then it is given to you.
Interesting.
One of the benefits of the old-timey general store, shoplifting is much, much harder if the goods have to be brought to you after being specifically requested.
This is the retail equivalent of the kid going, oh, I lose my cell phone all the time. Wouldn't it be great if it were attached to the wall?
Yeah. Sure. The reinvention of landlines.
The reinvention of, like, what we gave up in order to get this new technology.
Yeah. And I think a split here is probably coming where we're going to have the general store style. We're going to have some businesses that continue to be completely self-service because it's cheaper, completely and utterly cheaper. And then the third being whatever iterations of the Amazon Go platform where you just get your face scanned and then you just get tracked as you pick up things in the store.
I think there's also a general store-ish style store in New York City, if I remember right. I want to say it's like a fancy camera shop in Manhattan. My uncle went there. And I tagged along, and I think it's one of those where, like, you go up and you say, this is what I want, and then it just gets delivered to you in a series of tubes that come out the back.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think, if I remember right.
So, this Walgreens, I feel that I may have misrepresented it a little bit. It's not a man in a paper hat behind a counter. There are employees behind counters who are more than willing to help you, but it's mostly tablet-driven.
Right.
You just go in, pick up your little tablet, put in your order specifically, talk to somebody if you need to.
Right.
And then your order is packed in the back by other employees who then put it up on a counter for you to pick up.
Can we put the tablet in a paper hat?
Just like mounted on the paper, just poking someone's forehead to request your 3 bags of Cheetos.
Yes.
But yeah, I just thought this Walgreens was a cool thing. I like talking about how we choose to shop and consume products as we move forward into ever more streamlined venues of doing so. I genuinely think this is a pretty cool idea.